I'm going to be in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. I want to begin reading in verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Here comes three-letter word, one of the most important words you'll ever read. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now I'm just going to stop right there. There was a fellow who wrote, this was in one of Tim James' bulletins. He wrote what he thought the most important things he had learned. And he wrote down three things. The first one is this: God is more holy than I ever thought. The second thing is this: I am more sinful than I ever feared. And the third one is, I am love beyond all that I know. And I agree wholeheartedly. Those are great things. And I wish everybody knew them. But they don't. But as of reading this scripture here, I want to add one more. God's grace in Christ Jesus is more gracious and merciful than I know, than I can truly know right now. But what I want to preach on today is Noah found grace. Noah found grace. First of all, before I get too far into anything, here, Noah is actually a picture of Christ. In this account of Noah, we will see the Lord Jesus Christ in this fact. A, the earth is full of wickedness, and there is grace given to Noah. There is grace in Noah. And the only ones that are saved in this account, in this true account of the ark and Noah and the Lord, are the family of Noah. And that's it. And Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives are the only ones spared from this flood. That's it. Now, you want to argue whether the flood occurred and all that stuff? Go right ahead, argue all you want. I'm not going to argue with you. You either believe God or you don't. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I understand how it's hard to imagine this. Well, it's okay. It happened. But here it is. No one survived outside of the ark. No one survived but Noah and his family. Because here's the thing. In this account, there is no survival outside the ark. And there's no one in the ark except Noah, his family, and God. God. Because God was there, and he said, come into the ark. He didn't tell Noah to go in, and I'm going to be outside. He said, no, come into the ark. Yeah. Now, and as far as we are told, this is all we know. There was no grace for anyone outside of the ark in the eyes of the Lord. In the eyes of the Lord. And here's the thing. Jesus Christ is the head of his family. He's the head of the body. His body. And no one without Christ will survive. That's it. There is no salvation outside of the family of God. Period. So in this we see Noah as a type of Christ. But let me be clear, because I have heard this in times past. The scripture is not saying that Noah went out and hunted down grace. It's not that grace was out there and Noah went and found it. That's not what he's saying. That's not what this scripture means. I know that's the way we talk now, but that's not the way this means. It's not what it says. Because here's the point. Grace is never found in the sense of Noah having to find it. It never speaks of grace in that way. Now, I do know in the next verse, it says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And here's a glorious thing. Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. But that isn't said until after it says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The order is very particular and it's very important. And let me tell you, folks, that's grace. That's grace. When the Lord said the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, that's me. That's me. That was Noah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. That's why it says, but. You understand? You're going from this one thought to another thought. You use the conjunction, but. Why? Because something's going to change. And it did. Oh, I like that. It was said only after Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And here's the thing. Here's what this means. That the Lord looked at Noah. But not only that, he looked at Noah without condemnation. Without condemnation. That's grace. You understand? If God can look at you and not condemn you, it's not only your doing, it's the thoughts. Evil thoughts. The imagination of man is on what? Wicked. God saw the wickedness, the thoughts of men, their imaginings. And what did he say about it? He said it was evil continually. Continually. And it grieved him at his heart. Because why? Sin grieves the Lord. He's the offended party. Sin is against God. Now, yes, it could be considered against me or against you. But that's not the point. We're talking about what God says. And when God looked at Noah, he saw grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah may not have found grace in the eyes of men. It doesn't matter. It's not going to do you any good. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because grace, first and foremost, is in the eyes of the Lord. It matters what God sees, not what you and I see. And the Lord looked upon Noah, at Noah, in grace. It is in the eyes, the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the Lord, that grace is found, and nowhere else. You want to know why? Because the Lord has all the grace. All the grace. Psalms 103 verse 8 says this, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Psalms 111 verse 4 says this, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Full of compassion. Psalms 116 and verse 5 says this, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Righteous. What? I am a just God and a Savior. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Merciful. Psalm 145 verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Oh my, the Lord is gracious. to expand just a little bit upon it just for a second. The Lord is the source of all grace. There is no grace outside of the Lord. All true grace, all gracious, merciful compassion comes from the Lord. Specifically, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the fountain of all grace. If you want to take a look, look at John chapter 1. I'm going to go ahead and put this in here. John chapter 1, and I've got written down verse 14. Well, let me get back to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me. That's John the Baptist. For He was before me. 16. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. If that's true now, if that's true 2,000 years ago, it was true in the day of Noah. You understand? Moses saw my day and was glad. What did Moses saw? Moses saw a day of grace. Moses saw the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And what was it? He was glad. He rejoiced. Oh, the Word of Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. He is the source of all grace. Grace came by Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Well, when it says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, it is Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. I fully believe that. Because here it is. The Lord Jesus Christ looked upon Noah in grace. In grace. In mercy. Acts 15:11 says this. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Even as they. What? We are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ by His grace. By His grace. Because there is no other salvation. And here's the thing. There never has been any other salvation. Noah was saved by grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There is no other salvation, not even for Noah. Of course, I might as well go. It's going to come up, I'm sure. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Then there's that little parenthesis that Earl loved, to five words. What's it say? By grace, ye are saved. By grace, ye are saved. Oh, I like that. Salvation has always been by grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. God loved us with His great love, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin. We were dead. And let's make don't make any bones about it. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. We didn't know God. We didn't want God. We certainly didn't love God because we didn't know God. And that's the way of every human being until Jesus Christ finds you. He loved us, rich in His great grace and His mercy. He loved His people, and let's be clear, We are quickened together with Jesus Christ and nowhere else. Life is Him. He is life. He's not only our life, He is life itself. He's the source of all life, as well as the source of all grace. We were dead, and we are made alive. That's what the word quickens means. Quickened, made alive with Christ and in Jesus Christ. Oh, I like that. And Paul emphasized, put those little parentheses there. By grace are you saved. By grace are you saved. Oh, I like that. But he didn't stop there. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now where's this grace come from? This faith comes from? Not of works. Not of works. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, I like that. This is what it means to have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is what it means. Salvation, grace, is from the Lord. Salvation is from the Lord. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Him, and right now to this day, it still comes by Him. There's a coming of the day. He told them, the time's now. Time's now. The hour's now. Time's now. That those that are dead, and he's talking about in trespasses and in sin, dead spiritually, they're going to hear the voice of the Son of God. And those that hear that, those that hear Him, they shall live. They shall live. And that's what it means to have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, I like that. Grace and truth came by Him. We are saved by grace. By grace are ye saved. Oh, it's good stuff. Understand, grace is given. Grace is given by Jesus Christ to His people in His time. His time. Well, James 4 and verse 6 says this, but He giveth more grace. Oh, I like that too. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Now, you want to say something about the humble? Trust me, before He gives you grace, He's going to humble you. And matter of fact, Him humbling you is grace. You understand, He came to save sinners. If you're not a sinner, if you don't think you're a sinner, if you don't know you're a sinner, you got no claim. You got to fit the description. God's grace is His to give to whom He will. It says that in the Old Testament. Told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. Who's making the decisions? Not you, not me, God. God is making the decision. It's His will. God's grace is His to give to whom He will, and He gives to those that what? He's humbled. He's humbled. That's what it means to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. I was looking at this, Walter, and I was looking at Robert Hawker's commentary. And he had, and that was for Genesis 6, 8. He had what I thought was kind of a strange reference until I read it, because I had to look. He had an interesting reference to his Genesis 6:8 in his commentary. He wrote of Noah as a type of the blessed Jesus Christ. But then he wrote this. And is not the finding of him, talking about Christ's finding of Noah, in the grace and favor here spoken of in John chapter 1 and verse 43. So I went and looked at it. John 1 and verse 43 says this. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip. And saith unto him, not only did he find Philip, saith unto him, here's what he said, follow me. That's all he said. And you know what happened? Philip got up and followed Christ. And then went and told Nathanael about it. Philip got up and followed Christ. That was it. And I'm going to tell you this right here. Philip found grace in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right then and right there. Wait a minute. Just like Noah did. Just like Noah. You know, how did this happen? Well, Jesus Christ found Philip. The good shepherd is going to find every one of his lost sheep. And he's going to call them by name. And, here's the gracious part, even better, they follow me. They follow me. No questions, no doubts, no requests. He said, they'll follow me. And you know what they do? The sheep, his sheep, follow their shepherd, the good shepherd. Oh, I like that. Because right here, and Robert Hawker was right, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ was given to Philip. Oh, I like that. Now, and here's the thing. I don't know if there was any others around Philip at that time. I don't know who was there or who wasn't there. It doesn't. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ was speaking to Philip right then and there. And that's the only person he was speaking to. And Philip followed him. Oh, I like that. I do. What does it say? Here's a tough one. Isaiah 30 and verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. I'm going to tell you something. We have our timetables. We have what we want, and we want it now. That's usually the way we are. But listen, God does what he wants when he wants. God saves his people in his good time. And he calls them by name, and you know what? They follow him. They follow him. What did Noah do? Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What did Noah do? He built an ark. What God told him to do. What did Noah do? Noah followed the Lord. It says here, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Oh, that's a beautiful statement. I wish I could say that about me. Noah walked with God. Why? Because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's it. By grace, ye are saved. We are saved by grace, through faith, and that none of ourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works. Because we would boast if it was of works. But we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Oh, I like that. That's what it means to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Oh. I'm not going to do that. Let's just remember. Remember the pit from which you're digged.
Yeah.
But don't go back.
No.
Don't go back. No. He's put your feet on a rock. And that's where we're to stay. He's lifted my feet out of the miry clay and planted my feet on the rock.
Yeah.
Stay there. And praise his holy name. Our Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. For your, most of all, Lord, your Son, who came and gave himself an offering for our sin, for our iniquity, for our transgressions, for our failures and falsehoods and our unbelief, Lord. Thank you so much, for you are a just God and a Savior, and you righteously punished your own Son and freed us. Lord, oh, we know without shedding of blood there is no remission, no freedom. But Lord, we have also been told in your word that with the shedding of his blood there is freedom. There is remission. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.